The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 5th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "You are the salt of the earth. But if salt has lost its taste, how can its saltiness be restored? It is no longer good for anything, but is thrown out, trampled underfoot. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished. Therefore, whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever does them and teaches them will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I tell you, unless your righteousness exceeds that of the scribes and Pharisees, you will never enter kingdom of heaven." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
You are the light of the world. Really, Jesus? Us? I mean, I have to wonder. Because it seems to me there's so much darkness in the world these days, a darkness that comes directly from us. I mean, look at the way we talk to each other, the way we behave towards each other, even the church, your hands and feet in the world. You are the light of the world. Come on, Jesus, you're coming back to this again? Okay, let's assume you're right, and we are the light of the world. What can I do? One person. What light can I bring? What change can I make? Okay, yes. Our confirmands spent time on Wednesday making Valentine's cards for veterans down in the hospital, VA hospital in Iowa City. Well, who knows what spark of light that may be in someone's day? Reminder that they're loved, that they're honored for their service, that they're worthy of paying attention to, that they have value as human beings. Yeah, and there was, when I was at First Lutheran, there were those couple of high school students, Mark and, her name always escapes me. And they told me about the time they had an encounter with a guy who used to sit by the entrance to the Collins Road IV, sit with a sign asking for help. They stopped, got out, talked with him. They told him up front they didn't have anything to give him other than their time, their attention, dignity of being seen. And they heard his story of what had brought him to sit there holding a sign asking for food. Well, the jaded among us would probably say he's probably telling them what they wanted to hear. I mean, I've been in this business long enough to know it happens. And I've heard enough of them myself, but does it really matter? Whether he was telling the truth or not, didn't the light of God shine on him? The light shone in his darkness in the form of two high school students. And it said he was worth stopping and listening to. And more often than not, just that is what most people are looking for. To be seen and acknowledged as people. You are the light of the world. Okay, Jesus, I'm beginning to get the idea. We are the light of the world. Okay, so now what? Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Okay, but what are these good works? I mean, are we talking the Ten Commandments here? Eating the right foods, praying the right way, or the right number of times? What? What? I mean, after all, at the end of this reading, you tell us we need to be more righteous than the scribes and the Pharisees. I mean, that's setting a pretty high bar here. What's that? Look later in the gospel, chapter 23. Okay. Okay. Woe to you, scribes and Pharisees, hypocrites, for you tithe mint, dill, and cumin, and have neglected the weightier matters of the law, justice and mercy and faith. Okay. So light isn't spread through detailed keeping of the law, but by justice, mercy, and faith. All right. What? Yeah, I remember what you answered when they asked you which was the greatest commandment. You responded with the Shema, the Jewish statement of faith. To love the Lord your God with all that you are, your heart, your soul, your mind, your strength. And then you got a twofer in there, didn't you? To love your neighbor as yourself. I remember that. There's one more about love coming up here in just a little bit in the Sermon on the Mount. I don't know that I love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you. Seriously, Jesus? Love my enemies. The ones who are out to destroy everything that I hold to be true. The ones who just seem bent. What's that? Yes, I'm aware that there was a national prayer breakfast this week. And the keynote speaker? Okay. Arthur C. Brooks. Yeah, past president of the American Enterprise Institute, recently joined the faculty of the Harvard Kennedy School and Harvard Business School. And yeah, this is kind of cool. He said even though he's not a pastor or a theologian, his most important criteria for being the keynoter is he's a follower of Jesus who taught us to love God and to love each other. Yeah, I see he talks about a darkness that has been cast across our nation, one that we are all guilty of contributing to. He calls this darkness contempt, which he defines as the unsullied conviction of the worthlessness of another. The unsullied conviction of the worthlessness of another. Wow, if you think about that, Jesus, that's blasphemy. To think that another is worthless directly contradicts what the Father has said, that creation is good, that we are all created in God's image. That takes guts to say God's wrong. But I see it too often in the way that we talk to each other, Jesus. This contempt. And I have to admit, it makes me tired, it makes me sad, it makes me mad and hopeless, and it tempts me to do the same, to treat others as if they're worthless because of the politics they hold, the skin color that they have, the wealth they have, the education they don't. And what's worse, sometimes I cave into that temptation. And I fall into that darkness of contempt for others. You know, it's a little scary because it's kind of like the dark side of the force. Because it feels so powerful, so good, so righteous. You are the light of the world. Look, Jesus, I just told you what I've done sometimes, and still you want to say, you are the light of the world. Really? You are the light of the world. Yeah, okay. But how do I know that? Right, baptism. Yeah, I know I should have figured that one out a little sooner. After all, I've been asking everybody for the month of January to keep reminding themselves every day, I'm a baptized child of God, deserving of love and respect, and God will use me to change the world today. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. Okay. But what can I do to shine against this darkness of contempt? Go back to the speech. Okay. All right. I see. Well, he suggests asking God to give me the strength to do this hard thing, to love others, even my enemies, even to ask for the strength to fake it until it becomes real, and to find others to hold me accountable for doing this. And then, the last one is to go looking for contempt, so that I can answer it with love. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. Okay, Jesus. I hear you, but I wonder if everyone else does. I mean, especially Levi. He's going to get baptized today, a new spark in the world, a new source of your light to shine. You are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven. You don't give up, do you, Jesus? I mean, no matter how hard we try and push you away, no matter how much we try and convince you we can't do it, that we're not worth it, you just won't go away, will you? You love us that much? Yeah. Yeah, I guess you do. No. No, I know you do. Okay, thanks. I guess I needed a little pick-me-up this week. So, same time next week. Yeah? Yeah. My siblings in Christ, you are the light of the world. Let your light so shine before others that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father in heaven.